We're going to create a simple document in the word processor now. So if you're ready to go, let's jump to it. If you're not at the main menu already, go ahead and press space with dots 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 on a BT keyboard or the menu key on a QT keyboard.
Main menu.
Because Keysoft is running under the Windows CE operating system, we can select menu options and list items by pressing the first letter of that option or item. So rather than pressing the space bar and then hitting enter to select an option like the word processor, we can press W and jump directly to the word processor. So let's go ahead and do that.
Keyword menu.
We're now in the keyword menu, and now we can type the letter C for create a document.
Folder name, press enter for general.
Now Keysoft is asking us what folder we would like to save our new document in. Let's go ahead and accept the general folder by pressing enter.
Document to create.
Now Keysoft is asking us the name of our document. It's important to note at this time that if you're using a BT keyboard, you can use your choice of grade 1 uncontracted Braille or grade 2 contracted Braille. Let's go ahead and call our document test. So go ahead and type in T-E-S-T and then press enter.
Test, top of document, blank.
Keysoft is now telling us that we are at the top of our document, ready to type. And if you check out your Braille display, you'll notice that it's blank, like a blank sheet of paper ready to be written on. Like the file name prompt, we can use our choice of Braille, contracted grade 2, or uncontracted grade 1 with a BT model. On the QT keyboard, Keysoft already knows that you're typing text, so it's created a text document for you automatically. Let's go ahead and just type a simple sentence. This is a test of my new BrailleNote Apex. Go ahead and type that now. So,
this is a test of my new BrailleNote Apex, period.
And you'll notice that the words were spoken after I pressed the space bar. This is the keyboard voice, and these options can be controlled in the keyboard voice settings option menu, and we will discuss that in a little bit later. If you look at the Braille display right now, you'll notice that dots 7 and 8 are at the right end of your Braille display. This is your cursor, and it is showing where you can start writing. So if we wanted to, for example, move to the N of new, we would find the letter N on our Braille display, move straight up above the letter to the vertical ridge, and then press the cursor routing button. And you'll notice that dots 7 and 8 are now underneath the letter N for new. Now we can write a new letter or delete or do whatever we want at this point in time. For more information on the word processor, consult your user's guide. Let's go ahead and finish our little experiment by exiting out. We can do this by pressing space with E on a BT keyboard or the escape key on a QT keyboard.
Exit, keyword menu.
And we're back to the keyword menu. We can use the same command as we just executed to go back up to the main menu.
Exit, main menu.
And now we're back from where we started from. It seems appropriate at this time to talk about saving your work. Before switching off your BrailleNote, it's a good idea to proceed to the main menu. This ensures that your current work is saved. If you don't do this and the battery becomes discharged, the current version of your work will be lost. That's fairly unlikely, but it's a good insurance for the cost of a couple of keystrokes If you have storage cards or an external hard drive, you should consider backing up your work regularly. It's a common thing to do this with any computer device. It minimizes the amount of data you could lose should a computer or software crash occur. You can back up all of your work files and other items by using the backup function under the Utilities menu on your BrailleNote Apex.